Good day, everyone. Thanks for joining us and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ann Rushing, Education Manager with NC811. Today's podcast, 5 Steps to a Great Locate. Have you ever pulled up to a job site ready to dig only to be frustrated by a lack of necessary locates? Complaining to the locating company, the facility owner, or the state governing body might provide some satisfaction, but it sure doesn't make up for your lost time. What can you do to make sure you get the service you want the next time around? Step 1. Visit the site early and figure out which utilities are likely to be trouble. Look for obvious warning signs. Are there fiber or pipeline markers? What about transformers, pedestals, or other structures near the dig site? If there's something that looks troublesome, consider mentioning it in your locate request. Something like gas company, please call when locate is complete to discuss. That should help eliminate some possible downtime. While planning the work, keep an eye out for private utilities such as parking lot lights, commercial signage, LP tanks, and other facilities that might require a private locator. If so, have the name and number of a reliable hired gun, your private line locator at the ready, and get them involved. You can find a list on our website at nc811.org. Feel free to include the cost of your services in your bid and tell your customer why the extra charge is necessary. Chances are they'll appreciate knowing they're dealing with a real professional. Step 2, white line. White line your intended dig area. White lining prior to excavation is a CGA best practice, but a large number of contractors still don't do it. When you take the time to white line your proposed dig area, you're doing 2 things: eliminating confusion between you as the excavator and the locator, and saving time spent marking facilities that aren't in any danger from your dig. When you've made it clear where you're digging, it's hard for a locator to claim he didn't understand your instructions. And when you keep unnecessary marking down to a minimum, you free up time in the locator's schedule, time they'll use to stay on track and avoid falling behind. Step 3. Contact NC811 3 working days in advance. The law may only require you to give 3 working day notice, but with locating resources stretched to the breaking point, particularly in the spring and summer months, sometimes the technicians in the field can run behind even in spite of their best efforts. So get into the habit of allowing yourself 4 or 5 business days rather than 3. In North Carolina, you can call your ticket in upwards of 12 working days in advance. Chances are you'll find your job marked even if the locators in your area are running a little behind. Well, let's take a quick break. When I come back, we'll hop right into step number 4.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks again for joining us today on our podcast. We're talking about the 5 steps to a great locate. Step 4, check your positive response. That determines the status of your locate. Don't send your equipment to the dig site until you know you can use it. North Carolina 811 has a positive response system in place. Make sure you check it before you head to the site. If a utility is not marked, contact us back. Request a 3-hour ticket. Also, consider making a pre-dig visit to your site after the ticket is due. Not only can you double-check whether or not everything has been marked, but knowing what's in conflict can help you plan a safe dig. You'll be able to prepare for an extra effort required, like arranging for vacuum excavation or scheduling an extra laborer to do some hand digging. Step 5, build relationships. Establish good relationships with the locating community. When people like and respect you, they'll go out of their way to keep you happy. If a locator does a good job for you, offer them a good word of thanks. Be a straight shooter. If you have a reputation for not asking for more than you need and always wanting it done yesterday, then the locators you work with will know you're serious when you tell them you're in a bind. And most likely, they'll work hard to help you out. So let's just recap those five steps to a great locate. Step one, visit the site early and figure out which utilities are likely to be trouble. Step two, white line. White lining eliminates confusion between you and the locator. Step three, contact us 3 working days in advance, upwards of 12 working days. Step four, check positive response. Remember, that determines the status of your locate. And then finally, step five, build those relationships. Get to know your locator in your community. They'll always be there when you need them. Well, folks, that's all I have for you today. Till next time, protect the ones you love. Call 811 before you dig.